This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, well, we've got news of a different kind of bomb threat. It turns out it was a misunderstanding. It has to do with gastrointestinal health. We'll get to that down in Nolens, New Orleans. We've got to start with a little discussion of acute flaccid myelitis in a moment. I just want to remind folks some of the happy things that are going on first, and that is Whole Tones Christmas music. You're about ready. I know it's Thanksgiving this week, and the right frequency, not only the right songs, but the right frequency. Michael Terrell brings it, the healing, soothing frequency of Whole Tones. And we have links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you can get 20% off the entire Whole Tones catalog, including DVDs, the book about the story of how it came about, the Healing Frequency Music Project, Whole Tones. RSB20 gets you 20% off. Thinking about you for the holidays. Also, CBD oil plus CBD oil .com, and that'll get you 50% off when you enter the code RSB15. We're going to be at the SENPA conference in Orlando, Florida. I'll be broadcasting live, like I do normally on Sundays, at the on the show floor with CD Sciences. But it looks like we got a bonus live Friday event. We don't usually go live on Friday. I usually like take a half a day off to get a lead start for the one day off I have. But John on the board has been so gracious. He says he's going to put in his calendar and check it twice and be there with us. The 30th of November, a live Friday evening show, rare special, and we should be able to stream live on YouTube as well, and that'll be at the CB Sciences presentation or just before it in at SENPA. And that's going to be at the Gaylord Palms Hotel in Orlando, Kissimmee area in Florida. And before that, Tampa, November 29th, that's still going on, Abby's Health and Nutrition. I'm going to be speaking about gastrointestinal health and the immune system. And I want to thank everybody out there for already putting the word out. We fill every seat and more, and we'll empower you there with information that you won't get anywhere else except in the way that it happens when, well, I happen to be in the neighborhood. So we're going to have fun together there. In the meantime, Super Don, again, we had good coffee discussion with Ann Louise Gittleman last hour. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you were pleased about that, although she did, again, talk about quality of coffee. So that's important.
Right. Of course, quality matters. Yes.
Yeah, quality does indeed matter. Now, in terms of qualitative analysis of what's gone wrong in much of America and American medicine, it was the abandonment of the law of the terrain that preceded even America. Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, they adopted the germ theory and all went to hell from there. The idea then was we have to kill things in order to live. Now, I get it if you're a hunter and you're eating, you know, all right, we got that. But the concept of every microbe, every bacteria on planet Earth is out to get you. And if it's not a bacteria, it's a fungus. If it's not a fungus, it's a virus. So now they've given you this fear, and they said, you know, the only way to protect you is to inject you with attenuated, weakened, or dead versions of this stuff. And it isn't just that, but we'll throw in some other things to stabilize it, to hyperstimulate an immune response to the antigens. We want you to create antibodies at all costs, at any cost, even if it kills you. I mean, this is the vaccine paradigm as it's being played out. It's the holy grail of the germ theory. And they're willing to sacrifice your children, your grandma and grandpa, or women who happen to be pregnant, on the altar of this sacrament vaccination. And, you know, we see that since the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program went into effect in 87, 88, when it passed in 86, we're now up to, I heard they've just crossed the $4 billion barrier, Super Don. I don't know if you heard about this, but we've been talking about over $3 billion paid out to vaccine injured or killed children, families of them over that time span. Now it's over $4 billion.
Wow, crossed, so now it's four.
They've crossed the Rubicon. How many billion is it going to take before the people wake up? Before it's too late, right? We know the mainstream media, not our friend in this regard. We know that big government, not our friend in this regard. We know that the corporations that profit off of this stuff, not our friends in this regard. So everybody's allied against us to promote the lies and deceit, deception that results in devastating injuries, including autism, that autism spectrum disorder. But now we've got the rise of acute flaccid myelitis, which could be called polio in a generation or two or ten ago, whenever it was, that polio came about. And they said, oh my gosh, this crazy strange virus, it's not DDT, it's not high sugar consumption, it's not a swimming in highly chlorinated water. No, it's a virus. And then they give you a vaccine that creates paralysis. And all these years later, they added and added and added to the vaccine schedule, and we see more neurological impairment and aberrations and abnormalities. And now we got AFM, and they're saying, well, it might be a virus. We're not sure what it is. CDC can't get a grip on this thing. Or a bunch. Yeah, it could be a bunch of them. But wasn't it last week we covered the story where the CDC says, we don't suspect vaccination at all.
We don't suspect it. No, we don't know what it is, but we know it's not vaccines, is what they say.
Right. How do they know that it isn't if they don't know what it is, right? This begs the question and really pleads for a real investigative journalist, right, that aren't there anymore in many places. And that's why whenever we can, we bring him on board. You know this guy.
AJ. AJ.
Yes, our good buddy Jeffrey Action Jackson is with us, doing better than most other reporters in the mainstream media. In fact, all of them combined when it comes to investigating these stories that are not to be investigated, particularly the AFM. And now an adult male has been diagnosed with AFM. That's kind of throwing another wrench in. Oh, it's only children. It might be adults now, too. Jeffrey, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, Robert. Thanks for having me on. I wish one of these days we're going to come on and talk about all happy things.
Yeah, I know. I like to find me. You know, you're on long enough today that I think we'll find happy stuff to talk about. But, man, you know, the AFM, which, again, polio by any other name, but it isn't a virus, although it could be. Is I would argue when you alter the terrain of a human or an animal, there's a lot of viral activity that can occur, including because of deficiencies in minerals like selenium. But for the CDC to go, hey, we don't know what it is, but we know it's not vaccines. How do they say that with a straight face?
Well, there's two stories here for me. There's the CDC's mismanagement and kind of apathy towards this whole situation. And then there's the medical side of it, of what the heck's going on. And those, I mean, these are huge stories. And this, you know, I've been covering, and for you as well, for 5 years, I've been covering the CDC's blunders and botches and oppression and let's be honest, fraud. And this is just another feather in their cap. Their own advisors, they brought on actual advisors from other parts of the country. These are neurologists from top medical schools throughout the country. And they've brought these people on to assist with this, trying to get to the bottom of what's causing this acute flaccid myelitis paralysis in these children. And even the advisors, and this is CNN, mainstream media, even the advisors are saying, look, the CDC is botching this. In fact, here's a quote from Dr. Keith Van Haren. He was Stanford University School of Medicine. He said, we feel like we're not being listened to. It shouldn't take this long to confirm cases. another advisor, this guy Kenneth Taylor from Colorado School of Medicine, said, this is the CDC's job. This is what they're supposed to do well. And it's a source of frustration to many of us that they're apparently not doing these things, which is figuring, getting to the bottom of this. Now, I covered this story last week, and there was 90 cases, confirmed cases in the U.S. As of yesterday, now there's 106. But the problem is the CDC is getting kind of blasted for not reporting this right, because mandatory reporting, there is no mandatory reporting on this. So doctors around the country are saying, look, there should be mandatory reporting on this, because we need to know the real numbers. And the CDC has been very slow to tell emergency rooms and pediatricians how to treat these on the spot and how to keep this from progressing. So that's another issue, is they're actually adding to this kind of outbreak, let's call it, by not giving timely directives.
So they don't require the reporting, but obviously the parents are looking to the CDC to say, hey, what's going on here? Now, that's your first problem, is that the parents still trust that the CDC will do what they are theoretically charged to do. But they're complicit in cover-ups and fraud and deceit and so much of this, and of course profiting off of the vaccines themselves, that you've got to know the conflicts of interest run so deep that they're not going to find out the real cause, especially if it relates and points to the very thing that they profit from, the marketing and promotion and selling of these shots.
That's right. And there's strong evidence, very strong evidence, that they're covering up deaths from AFM, which is very sad. Two children have passed away in 2018. And on a telebriefing, basically a public teleconference, Nancy Messonnier, she's kind of the lead on this at the CDC, was asked point blank, has any child died in 2018 from AFM? She said, no, there's only been one death in 2017. Mm-hmm. And so the reporter that asked that question had just done a story on two parents with their children who had passed away from AFM. The reporter interviewed the doctors of these children. The doctors said they followed the protocol. CDC knew about these children. And so Nancy Messonnier was asked, were there any other children that perhaps came down with AFM in previous years and passed away this year? And Nancy said, we're not doing follow-up. This is one of the areas that we need to work on. So the CDC is admitting they completely dropped the ball on this. And, I mean, it's just a blunder. And it's unraveling before our eyes. And I think the numbers are probably a lot more than what's being reported.
All right, well, let's dig deeper into this with you, Jeffrey Jackson, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, I want to find the happy place this hour. I'm not sure we're going to get there. We're going to try, but it's not yet, because you still got parents willing to subject their children to CDC guidelines and recommendations in terms of a vaccine schedule based on no science whatsoever. No conducted science whatsoever.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Just when I thought we wouldn't find our happy place this hour, Jeffrey Jackson on the break brings up the fact that one-third of parents are not going to subject their children to flu shots this year. So it's like, thank you for bringing a little ray of sunshine into this AFM mess, Jeffrey. I can always count on you.
That's interesting, too. That comes from CNN, and there's no black and white polarization on these on reporting in journalism, although a lot of times we see it as that. This is interesting because this acute flaccid myelitis story that's kind of breaking over the U.S. the last couple of weeks, I would say, from my view, the lead on it has been CNN's own Elizabeth Cohen. Now, people that have been around this circle of information for a while may know Elizabeth Cohen as 2014's Hear This Well. She was the person that buried the CDC whistleblower Thompson's, William Thompson's story with a Hear This Well campaign. And she quoted on a broadcast, some parents don't hear this well, vaccines don't cause autism. And that started, some people took that viral and shared their videos of how their children regressed into autism after a vaccination. Now, here we are 4 years later. She's taking the lead, and she's doing actually some pretty good investigative journalism on this AFM story and really putting the screws to the CDC. So, you know, I'm not by any means going to endorse CNN, but I got to say, Elizabeth Cohen on this one seems to be doing some actual work. Let's hope that'll extend into some more issues with, like, vaccination or perhaps even GMO food or glyphosate.
Hey, Super Don, CNN has been annoying us a lot lately because they've been actually covering stories that we're having to cover and acknowledge. Well, in that case, they actually reported on something that needs to be reported on. Now
they do, and this is the reason why, you know, when people will say, oh, what are you doing sharing a story from CNN? It's not about the outlet. You can criticize them for things that they should be criticized about. Mm-hmm. But just because you might disagree with them on something doesn't mean all of the news that they put out there is bad. You got to take the time, do the work, go through the stories, and pick out the ones that are legit, that have, you know, some that are noteworthy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, again, this is intellectual integrity. This is what we call it. And, yes, I begrudgingly will cover a CNN story. And, of course, we'll point out the absurd ones that they do. But, you know, if they do a cover story like this, we're not going to ignore it just because it's CNN. And that's the point. We've got to be able to go where the stories are and dig deeper. And that's what Jeffrey Jackson does. He digs deeper. Now, I don't know if you saw this story about this adult with AFM now. Adam and Bridget Spoerry, they were married in July. And they got a cold after the I don't know what happened here in this case, but they're saying Adam has gotten worse from a cold, apparently. Now he's showing signs of paralysis, and they have diagnosed him with the AFM. He's in Wisconsin. So far, he's the only adult to have apparently been diagnosed with this. I don't know. Did he get a flu shot? We don't know what went on here in this adult case of AFM, but what we look to is what damages the nervous system? What is a threat to neurological integrity? Heavy metals, right? Toxic pollutants. How about disruption of the gastrointestinal tract, the gut-brain connection? Was he on antibiotics for that cold, right? And, of course, cold is a virus. You don't give antibiotics, but modern medicine, they do it all the time. So, Jeffrey, again, more digging is going to need to be done in these cases.
Yeah, and, you know, we have free reign to do this because the CDC is not doing their job. So someone may point to me and say, well, you're not a doctor. You're not this. You're not a neurologist. You're not. Okay, fine. But the people that are doing that are giving us nothing. And, in fact, that even the doctors in the emergency rooms are giving it to the CDC saying, look, we need advice. You're giving us nothing to treat these kids. And in many cases, we're sending them home when they have this, and they come back and their paralysis is already set in, and it's already too late. So I'm giving that as kind of a disclaimer because I will start to comment on this until the CDC does, and I will talk about it with you as well. So in The Lancet, this was in 2014, The Lancet published a paper called Polio Solving a Mystery with the Help of History. So they're talking about polio induced by vaccinations and this was something that they're talking about in the 1950s, polio provocation. So there's 50 years of medical literature showing that if the skin is punctured, and now it doesn't have to be punctured with a vaccine, but this is what they're talking about in The Lancet. And the British Medical Journal also followed up with a 2015 analysis saying that the possibility of provocation by one or more vaccines has to be considered.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's not new any more than protests against the vaccination is not new. The moment that Jenner came out with his idea, people were saying that is crazy. And throughout the history of vaccinations, people have stood up and said, you know what? The healthier people are the ones that are not getting vaccinated. And we're here to acknowledge that in 2018 and more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with Jeffrey Jackson. We're going to Brexit and the EU and vaccine choice next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Stocks are falling on Wall Street as disappointing earnings are being reported. The market lost all the gains it had made this year today when the Dow fell 552 points. Both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 were also down. President Trump was asked if he's worried about the markets.
I think your tech stocks have some problems, but that'll come back. But no, I think we're going to do very well.
The president also submitted written answers to special counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the ongoing Russia investigation. Security will be very tight for the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. New York City Police Chief Rodney Harrison reminds you to leave that drone at home.
People like to use them, but they're just not appropriate in New York airspace or at these events.
As part of a White House tradition that dates back all the way to Abraham Lincoln, President Trump pardoned two turkeys. The turkeys' names were peas and carrots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's gift-giving time of the year, right, to get ready to buy those gifts for, hopefully, the gifts of health. We talked about the Whole Tones music, and that's a frequency, really beautiful stuff. And Michael Terrell has made a special offer for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners till the end of the year. But jump on it now. RSB20 gets you 20% off. Our friends at CV Sciences with their Plus CBD Oil, 15% off. RSB15 is the code. The best deal of the year right now on Beta 1 3D Glucan from our good friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio. Their phone number, 800-746-7640. They have a Black Friday sale like nothing else in the year. And please, even if you don't want to buy it, get the information on it. Call them. Let them know you heard about it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 800-746-7640. 800-746-7640. Thank you all for your support. Now, Jeffrey Jackson is back. We're going to the United Kingdom and the European Union. Was there ever a better time to get out of the EU? Brexit, right? And all the controversy about Great Britain, our listeners in the UK leaving. And there are still some that believe in a collectivist centralized bureaucracy in Brussels that should control the people of England. I think you should determine your own future, England, obviously. And a lot of you figured that out. And you said, we're leaving. But what about that EU? What is it doing? There's a story here, and Jeffrey Jackson has it covered, that they're following our own United States government in many ways in promoting vaccination or bust policies, following the senator from California, Senator Richard Dickey Pan, the pediatrician who never met a vaccine he didn't want to inject into your children multiple times, and they want to make it so you can't say no to vaccines. Freedom of choice, not in the EU, apparently. What is this going on, Jeffrey? Fill us in.
Yes, I saw this article, and this was it for me. So this article is titled, No Freedom of Choice in Vaccination, Top EU Health Official Insists. Okay, so, you know, we've been covering this for many, many years, this idea of a creeping vaccination police state. People are saying, you're a conspiracy theorist. This isn't going to happen. They're just doing this for the kids. It's not going to go into adults. Well, here we go. Buckle up. So we have this character called Martin Sichel. He's the European Commission's Deputy Director General for Health and Food Safety. Here's some of the quotes from his latest appearance at the European Parliament. Quote, there is no freedom of choice when it comes to vaccination. The decision not to vaccinate is not a, quote, right. And the idea of not vaccinating is verging on the absurd, and it's a false debate. Okay, well, I've been covering this for quite some time, and no one seems to want to debate it. They just run away from the debate. So the fact that they're saying it's a false debate, there hasn't even been a proper debate yet, because there's some points that haven't been debated. But here this guy is saying, top EU officially saying there's no freedom of choice when it comes to vaccination. Boom, there's point number one. So when we're saying they want to take away our freedom of choice, they want this done by government force. You know, we've been covering this creeping encroachment more and more over the last couple months with each other, Robert. And I think this article just really put it over the edge for me. Now he goes on. He says, we're not doing enough to incentivize innovation if we look at the business model that is used to bring this innovation to the market. Now he's talking about vaccination innovation. And I thought that's interesting. In 1986, as you just said in the last segment, Congress passed the 1986 Act, the National Vaccine Compensation Program. It got set up, and it gave complete blanket liability to the vaccine manufacturers so they couldn't be sued. Well, how about that for incentive for innovation? That's pretty good. And you have laws throughout the U.S. trying to be passed to force their products by law, by government force. You're going to be forcing people to use them, and the people that don't use them, there's laws that create databases so we can catalog which people aren't using them. How's that for incentive? Imagine if Ford Motor Company said, hey, we're going to pass the law that you have to drive a Ford, and anybody that doesn't drive it, we're going to create a database so later on we can get those people too. How great would Ford Motor Company be as far as incentivizing some of their profits for that?
Yeah, their marketing budget would sink to nothing because the government would do it for them on taxpayer dime, which is how the vaccine industry works and much of the pharmaceutical industry works in America, but particularly the vaccine segment. So if you're looking at self-determination, and we've got listeners all over planet Earth, and I recognize not every government is set up like the American government is supposed to be running. That is, well, not a democracy, because democracy is mob rule. If 51% of the people believe that vaccines should be mandated, then, hey, you're toast if you're in the 49%. Of course, it's probably 90% to 10%, if that. But then again, we know people that are pro-vaccine that aren't necessarily pro-vaccine mandate. So, you know, it could be muddled. But I would say it is a vast majority of Americans that, hands down, believe in vaccination. How about in the EU? I don't know what the percentage is. But in England, they said, you know what? We've had it with this unelected bureaucracy in Brussels telling us how to run our lives, how to run our government, what our laws should be. And this is the danger of centralizing bureaucracies. And it's true here in America in terms of the power of the District of Criminals, D.C., and the violation of constitutional limitations on their power at the federal level, put in check by what? The Supreme Court? Yeah, the Supreme Court's going to rule against the federal power very rarely, much less district courts or other federal courts. And then you look at the state level, same scenario. The state wants all the power, and we've seen in Maine the ability of local communities to nullify not only federal law, FDA, get out of here. We want food sovereignty. But even on the state level, saying, you know what, you state agencies, you stay out too. We want to control our own food and do with it as we please in our communities. And they've passed food sovereignty laws, and now the states are going, well, we better back off because we're not going to win this battle against the people. And on a small scale, maybe in the EU with Brexit is one small step, but then again, you've got Germany, you know, running the show in a big way. And all of this that is, again, a warning sign to you all. We've got socialists running and winning seats in Congress in America now. We've got the millennial generation that believes in socialism, believes in stealing, outright theft of your fellow man, woman, and child because they want something more than you. And they believe they get it. They should get it, or the government should run it. And that violates a fundamental principle of individual liberty, self-determination, and as determined by that Declaration of Independence in America, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Fundamental violation. So it's not just in the EU. We've got in America movements towards socialism now. Now, what's going to happen with the EU here, Jeffrey? I don't know. I mean, is there any pushback? I mean, we saw some protests in Italy specific to Italians trying at the governmental level to force and mandate vaccination. Is there any pushback against the EU?
Yes, yes, there is. And I think this is why they're taking a more authoritarian approach, is because the pushback is becoming larger. They are seeing the numbers of people that are refusing. They also are seeing the people running for office and winning office, like Matteo Salvini, who is now the leader in Italy, who promised to roll back the forced vaccination, SB 277, like law that was forced through there, the fastest decree ever passed. So I think this bold talking, this bold approach by this top EU official. Now, the last thing he says in this, which everyone should pay attention to, cause this is where they're going to try to push it. We've talked about it for a long time. This is the first time I've really seen it put in print so boldly. This man says, quote, "We believe that a widespread vaccination culture is necessary, particularly to get over the idea that we can only get vaccinated when we are young. We need to switch to a life course vaccination approach." Remember those words, because that's what we're going to be fighting against. Life course vaccination approach, they're going to try to push that through with the idea of herd immunity and on one angle, and then the discriminatory approach on the other angle. So herd immunity is what they're hanging their hat on, and if you don't vaccinate, you're going to hurt somebody else. They're going to hang their hat on that. That seems to be the argument. Now, if you want to go over to the LA Times recently, this is November 12th, titled article, "Medical Exemptions Threatening Herd Immunity," they called
us cockroaches.
Cockroaches, you bet. I know you covered that, but this is what we're going to start hearing more and more of. We're going to hear more and more of this dehumanization approach towards people that choose medical choice, have parental choice, choose what medications they want for their children. These people are going to be called all kinds. I mean, look in the history books for how media dehumanizes population. This is what's happening.
Yeah, and by calling you cockroaches, that's dehumanization. They're going to say you're a danger. Again, how long till they put little stars of David on you? Or whatever the symbol is for not being vaccinated, you're now the unclean. And how are they going to enforce this? How are they going to enforce this? Folks, this is through international treaty. It's through centralized bureaucracy. At the federal level, not only the Healthy People 2020 or 2030, wherever they're targeting now, but you also have Real ID. And by 2020, they say you have to have biometric data. Every state should be in compliance, or else you can't board an airplane. So much for freedom to travel. You've got the money to pay for a ticket. Doesn't matter. Your ID doesn't match up. By the way, what's your one of those biometric information? Won't it include medical data? Private medical data, not so private anymore. What is your vaccine? Are you up to date on all your adult vaccines? Have you been caught up on your adult vaccines? The herd immunity thing, we're not letting you on that plane. You could be a risk to everybody. Again, this is how it's done. The playbook is right out there for y'all to see it. The question is, will you just roll over and eat a toxic turkey and let it happen?
Well said. Very well said. Yeah, this is what we'll be talking more about this. I have a feeling that we're seeing the start of something, kind of a next leg up. And also the resistance, too. No pun intended, but the resistance to this push is going to be very large. And I think this is going to be a kind of a idea of our time, an intellectual battle of our time. I really do see that. Medical freedom and the idea that our body is ours and does not belong to government influence.
Compliance equals, at the very least, acute flaccid myelitis. But it could equal death, as many children have learned. Over the past, well, how many years has it been since the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program went into effect and they absolved the vaccine makers of all liability should their product injure, maim, destroy, kill? No liability, no incentive to make it safe if it's even possible. And then if you're not compliant, your freedom will be taken away. We've already seen that. Again, attack on religious liberty is the only way I think ultimately we'll be able to push back. Because once people realize their ability to worship is threatened the way they see fit, and once they begin to read their historical text, otherwise known as a Bible, however they want to call it, and begin to say, my God, we are not supposed to lay down with beasts. And then you're being injected with aborted fetal tissue from your own species, animal DNA, animal RNA. Even if you're not lying down with them, they are in you. And how many churches, synagogues, and mosques are speaking out directly? Rabbis, priests, imams, how many of them are talking about this? When you realize they are violating religious liberty or fundamental, your sanctity, your sovereignty, the sacred temple that is your body, at that point you might rise up and say, uh-uh, I will not comply. Resistance is not futile in that case. Their futility will be on the end of the vaccinators. Jeffrey Jackson, my friend, thank you for being here. Always appreciate you.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, folks, to help freedom, healing, liberty. It goes deep to the heart of spiritual freedom here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, this is my healing ministry on the air. I believe in religious liberty. This is not me telling you what you should believe, but it's sharing my experiences with you so that you are empowered to make better choices for your future. Now, you might consider bigger words like salvation. And I think that's appropriate to think about those things when you sacrifice your children on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism with their sacrament vaccines. These are religious sacraments. And then tell me where in your Bible, whatever Bible you read, that it says that's an okay thing to do. Turn your body, your child's body, over to a secular government to do whatever they would to it. Mentioned off the air, maybe a little on the air, human trafficking, sex trafficking of children, organ trafficking. There are people on planet Earth that are demonic and devilish. They're real. They exist. And good people like you that listen to the show or watch the show, you might sort of know that, but you're like, no, I don't want to see that. And so those demonic people prey on that. And I don't mean P-R-A-Y, P-R-E-Y. And they do so because they know you would never do those things, so you would never believe anybody else would either. And they count on you to not look deeply into and squarely into the face of evil to say, not in my house, not in my body, not in my kid's body. And when it comes to the movement about the Earth cabin, about the American cabin, again, I want you all to study Real ID. By 2020, biometric data, how long will it be before they say, oh, you're not vaccinated, Mr. Mrs. Whoever, you can't get on this airplane. Yeah, you complied with Real ID, but you don't believe in vaccinations. I'm sorry, that doesn't rise to the level because of herd immunity, which is a fallacy, a scam. That's where it's going. To the toilet. To the toilet! Like this last segment here that Super Don so ably and capably brought to us, like the 10-year-old boys that we are, we have to have one toilet story to get through the show.
What? This is news, man. This is news. This is real news. I'm not bringing anything that's fake or fabricated.
A warrant has been issued. Warrant has been issued for a man accused of a bomb threat in New Orleans, according to the New Orleans Police Department. Arthur Posey faces two counts of communicating. Well, I don't know what he was trying to communicate, but they thought he was going to blow something up, Super Don.
Yeah. Was well, he has been arrested. This gentleman here, Arthur Posey, mm-hmm. 30 years old, I guess he was hungry. And okay. So he was in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over to Willie's Chicken Shack to get something to eat. And apparently he went up to one of the people working there and he asked him what time the restaurant closed. Mm-hmm. They didn't give him a sufficient answer, apparently. So people that worked there said that he threatened to blow the place up with a bomb.
Mm.
Now, when the police asked Arthur Posey what it was that happened, his version of the story was that he was referring to a bowel movement.
What?
Now, apparently, Posey says that he walked up to the male employee that was working there and told him that he was going to, quote, blow the bathroom up in reference to a bowel movement.
Oh,
now, when
by the way, this is something you don't hear from women typically. I mean, this is a man would say something like this. I'm going to go blow the bathroom up.
I'm going to blow the bathroom. Right, I'm going to wreck the bathroom, right? Yeah.
They really got to go bad, and it's big, right? It's going to be bigger than the employee right there.
That's
so
right.
That's what he's claiming. He's claiming, I didn't mean a bomb.
That's his story. The employees of the restaurant actually said that he did not say anything about the bathroom.
Yeah.
That he actually said he was going to blow up the restaurant, and so they took it seriously and they called the police. And
wow! Did he actually use the bathroom first? Do you know?
It doesn't say, it doesn't reference that in the article here, but
we got an audio, police recording of him coming out of the bathroom. So apparently he did go in the bathroom. Let's give a listen. What's the guy's name? Posey something?
Arthur Posey.
Arthur Posey. This is what reportedly he said when he came out of the bathroom.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Oh, well, that may be admissible in court.
That could prove his innocence right there. Look, we're not lawyers. We don't play one on radio. But, hey, that could be an argument to get him off of the charge of threatening to blow up a restaurant when he claimed just a big old bowel movement. That's really big. Y'all, don't wait for that movement to be that big. That could be dangerous. That's called constipation. Folks, eat well. We're going to talk more holiday things. I think we got Roseanne Lindsay on tomorrow, as well as Ty Bollinger going outside the box, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.